dictation for Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R. June 28, 2003, addressed as a letter to Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, P-A-C, 953-5329. Dear Mrs. Gardner, consultation Mrs. Seymour. She is a 21-year-old lady who has a stage 5 chronic kidney disease. She moved from Utah, where she is on a transplant list for the last 3.5 years. She has CKD stage 5, presently not on dialysis, secondary to renal dysplasia. Before was taking care here in Midland with a different nephrologist. Did have prior hemodialysis with problems of sepsis, as well as peritoneal dialysis with problems achieving good clearance and fluid removal. She does complain of feeling tired all the time, some degree of dyspnea and activity, progressive weight loss. She eats only 1 meal a day, some nausea but no vomiting. There is constipation, no bleeding. Urine at baseline without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No gross edema, some degree of pruritus, no skin rash. Denied chest pain palpitation, denied syncope, no orthopnea PND, no cough or productive sputum, denies headaches, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. Next paragraph, her past medical history for renal dysplasia, CKD stage 5, prior to hemodialysis catheters, and 2, peritoneal dialysis catheter, Lyme sepsis, presently takes no blood pressure medication, takes calcium as a phosphorus binder. Denies diabetes. She's not aware of high cholesterol, not even thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no heart issues, no seizures or strokes, no pneumonia, no kidney stone gout, no liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including C-section, gallbladder, the dialysis catheters as indicated above. Next paragraph, side effects, allergy to Keflex with a rash. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass. Next paragraph, she has a daughter, which is 2 years old, complications of prematurity, including some kidney disease, not on dialysis. Next paragraph, she lives in a farm, has dogs, cats, cows, has 1 sister, 2 brothers without kidney disease. No family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph. Medications include vitamin D125, iron, bicarbonate, vitamin D, Prozac for depression, Flonase for congestion, Benadryl for insomnia and pruritus. No anti-inflammatory agents. Also takes Tums, 2 with meal, 1 with snacks. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Pressing weight 127, blood pressure 100 over 68 on the right, 104 over 80 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from January the 21st. Creatinine at 5.79 for a GFR of 10 at stage 5 with a normal sodium potassium, all metabolic acidosis 21, a normal albumin, calcium low, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus was not available, glucose 90s to 100s. There is anemia down to 9, a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count. There is a recent emergency room evaluation. She was complaining of some shortness of breath. Next paragraph, urine analysis shows trace of blood, 2+ of protein, no bacteria or white blood cells. Through World Cup University of Michigan for a transplant back in November. At that time, phosphorus was 5.4. And prior PTH elevated. At 1,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal dysplasia. Next number, CKD, stage 5, presently not on dialysis, does have early symptoms of uremia. She wants to wait as long as possible before starting dialysis. She is not planning to go back to peritoneal dialysis, poor experience. She understands the risk of hemodialysis catheter, already have prior sepsis. I advise her to get an AV fistula. When she was at Utah, she was told her veins were small, and they were talking about a graft. We will get an opinion from vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino. She will do chemistries at least on a monthly basis. Next number, in terms of anemia, we are going to update iron studies for potential intravenous iron replacement as well as EPO. Next number, continue metabolic acidosis bicarbonate replacement. Next number, severe secondary hyperparathyroidism has been on vitamin D125 Rocaltrol. The dose will be adjusted with new results. Next number, transplant evaluation, already 3.5 years in the transplant list at Utah. She has established care with University of Michigan. She has done all the testing required, including CT scan, abdomen, and pelvis. We are calling university first that they know that we are now the nephrology taking care of her, and second to see what else is pending before she can be enlisted here in Michigan. University is trying also to get her 3.5 year already accumulated at Utah to be honored here in Michigan. Next number, the low calcium likely represents elevated phosphorus. We'll see what new number shows. Next number, we will follow within the next 4-6 weeks, early as needed. All questions answered. End of dictation.